Voice Coaches Radio, everything voiceover.
Hello and welcome once again to Voice Coaches Radio. My name is Warren Garling.
And my name is Mike Spring.
And once again, Mike has come up with a great idea, which of course is his job here as the executive producer of this podcast.
That's right.
You didn't come up with it. I almost gave you credit for something.
I was going to say, actually, it wasn't my idea. This one came from Ray in Pennsylvania. And Ray asked us if we could give a little information about newsletters that you might send out to prospective clients and prospects and stuff like that.
He was wondering about how much info you put into a newsletter, how often it should go out, whether you send it via email or printed. And so we've come up with some good ideas for you, we think.
Without a doubt. And first and foremost, we're going to cover all those topics, but I think one of the most important things to remember is you have to make it interesting and entertaining. You know, a little sense of humor goes a long way. I'm not saying it needs to be filled with jokes, but it also doesn't want to read like a resume or just a list of jobs you've done recently. Make it a personal letter, keep it personable and friendly, and people will want to read it. And that's a great way for them to find out what you've been up to or what you might have coming up in the near future.
Now, email versus printed, you're going to find, obviously, two sides to this story. I think we've got a good solution for you. Let me mention that I send mine out printed. I prefer it that way. And I do that because there's something tangible that someone can hang on to. You know, you hope that they would leave it on their desk for a while or that they would, you know, remember it more because it wasn't in that long list of emails they read that day. So it's on paper. I mail mine out. And also, there's a case to be had for the email.
I think, actually, if you can do both, even, is kind of the best way to cover all angles. You know, they get a piece of paper in their hand and an email in their inbox. And this way, no matter what type of person you're sending it to, whether they prefer to read printed material or check their inbox, you kind of cover all your bases. But yeah, if you can send it via email, it's great. It's fast, it's direct, and it is a little bit more cost effective than sending out printed materials. Again, if you can do both, though, I think that's really the best way to make sure that you're covering all of your bases.
Now, if you send it out as a PDF, doesn't that pose some problems occasionally, can't it?
It absolutely can, Warren. You know, if you're going to format it in a PDF, what I would suggest is actually housing that somewhere on maybe your website or even a social media site and sending a link to it, because a lot of times big attachments are going to get spam filtered. Or you can just create it within the body of an email. That's the best. And don't be afraid to play around and use maybe some creative fonts or some colors. Nothing too crazy over the top. Make sure it's easy to read, but don't be afraid to get a little bit creative with it.
And of course, be friendly and personable, as Mike has already alluded to. Never forget your goal is to keep your name in front of the client or the prospect. Make sure all your contact information is there. That's very important as well. I make mine just one page, two columns, one page, no illustrations, maybe a little bit of a fancier, you know, newsletter letterhead, if you will. But for the most part, keep it straightforward, simple, and it doesn't have to be very long. That one page will do it.
That's right. You're not writing the Odyssey part two. It's just simply a quick little reminder. Get your name out there. Let people know what you're doing. And ultimately, your goal, like you said, is to keep your name out there and hopefully get some work out of it. Now, if you are emailing, a big no-no is bulk email. I know it's tempting to just get all your contacts into one email and send out a generic version of it, but there's a couple of problems with that. First of all, a lot of bulk emails get spam filtered. Anytime some email clients see emails that have gone out to more than a certain number of people, say more than 50 people, it automatically goes into the junk file. And you don't want that happening. Second of all, you want to be able to personalize these emails so that people will read them. So you want to start off with not just, hey, here's the work that I've been doing, but maybe if someone's done something or had some achievements recently, you can start off with, hey, congratulations on your success with blank. By the way, here's what I'm up to. And that way, you can send it to each person individually with their name on it, personalized. It makes them much more apt to read the whole thing and feel more connected to you and what you've been working on. For example, one of our students just recently booked a national commercial for Humana Healthcare, which is a very large company. Actually, he's completed it, recorded it, it's out there. I've heard it. It sounds fantastic. That's big news, and that's something you can share. You can send out an extra email or letter and just kind of say, hey, look what I've done recently.
Terrific. Terrific idea. So there you go, Ray in Pennsylvania, and anyone else that might be listening. There's our ideas as far as a newsletter is concerned. Now, remember, if you or someone you know is interested in learning firsthand what voice acting is all about these days, register for our Getting Paid to Talk Introduction to Voice Acting class when it comes to your town.
That's right. The week of May 3rd, our Voice Coaches producers will be everywhere from southern Idaho to southern Maine, including Bristol, Farmington, Branford, Madison, and Colchester, Connecticut, and Clifton Park, Niskayuna, and Queens, New York.
Or you can join us when we come to Greater Seattle and Vancouver, Washington for a few nights, and Brockton, Worcester, and Marblehead, Massachusetts. You can get exact dates, times, locations just by calling our toll-free number and talk to Kristen, 866-887-2834.
Or you can always email us at podcast@voicecoaches.com, which, of course, is also the address for comments, questions, topic suggestions. And frankly, if you've got some jokes that we can use here on the podcast, we're kind of running out. So, yeah, so send them our way.
It gets rough when you get old.
Hey, speak for yourself.
So let's, before we get too much older, get out of here, and we'll do this again next week, just 1 week older, right here. Hope you'll join us then. Thanks.
Visit voicecoaches.com for more voiceover news and information.
It's fast, it's quick. That's the same thing. it's fast, it's quick, it's speedy. It gets there with no delay. That was a good one. That was the Warren special right there. Let me think of what I'm going to say now before I try to talk again and just mess up again.